Like every year at this point, we're sort of in the calm before the storm as the Tallgrass Film Festival gets ready to announce the lineup for its 10th annual festival, which begins October 18th. So that means Tallgrass doesn't have any screenings over the next couple weeks, but they are having a public announcement of all the movies that will play at the festival this Friday as part of Wichita's Final Friday. They'll announce the lineup at 8 o'clock that evening over on Commerce Street, just south of the downtown arena. Turns out Tallgrass isn't the only film festival in town, though. This Friday at the Murdoch Theater, and again on October 4th and 5th, there will be screenings of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. This is a little bit different from what most people might be used to with a film festival, as hundreds of cities around the world will be watching a program of 10 short films, all at more or less the same time, after which audiences will vote on the short they thought was best, with the top vote-getter being an actual global winner. Also at the Murdoch, this Saturday the 29th, the documentary The Loving Story looks at the landmark 1967 Supreme Court case Loving v. Virginia, which declared the state of Virginia's ban on interracial marriage unconstitutional. Today, at the Orpheum Theater, a screening of the documentary Bully, about the sensitive issue of bullying in American schools. The movie, which originally opened to some controversy and was ultimately released unrated, plays twice today at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then on September 30th, the Augusta Historic Theater has Silent Movie Night, with a showing of the 1927 version of that well-known story of murder in the Jazz Age, Chicago. The movie plays with a live performance by the Traveling Mont Alto Motion Picture Orchestra. Next time, we'll have a look at what's playing at this year's Tallgrass Festival. And of course, for information on any of the movies mentioned here, visit the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.